Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, everybody, what is up? Welcome to episode number 63. That's 63 of the Private Labeler Show, where we're making all of your dreams come true. Yes, yes, we are. What is up, Amazon freaks and private label maniacs? Thanks for joining. Really appreciate each and every one of you out there, no matter where you are out there in podcast land. Yeah. So today we're talking very brief, about enhanced brand content. So kind of posing a question, should you switch to enhanced brand content on your Amazon listing? So I just kind of wanted to share some of my general thoughts and some basic experiences on that. I haven't really heard much dialogue about enhanced brand content out there in the interwebs yet. And I thought I would kind of cover that ground for you guys because I've been playing with it the past couple of weeks and months, or ever since it kind of was introduced not too long ago, and have some experiences to share with you. And I was kind of just wanting to start a dialogue on it. So hopefully we can kind of do that. Now, exactly what is enhanced brand content? Well, if you're not aware, I'm not going to go through all the details of it. You can do that on your own. But essentially, all sellers by now, as of maybe a few weeks or months ago or whatever it was, should have access to enhanced brand content. It's just kind of like your product description on Amazon on steroids. You're allowed to put, you know, cool visuals and pictures and use some different templates and things like that. You still can't do video, which that may or may not be coming in the near future, but it's just an opportunity for you to really spice up your product listings. So that came down a while ago. Check in your promotions tab. Obviously, you should have that by now. And again, it's just a better looking description. You get, I think it's 5 different templates to use. And I had a chance to kind of dive into it the past month or so. And again, just want to just tell you some of my experiences with it and kind of go from there. Like I said, start the conversation about it. So basically Amazon, if you kind of go through, I think it's like their seller university material. If you read it, which I have read it, might want to check that out. But they claim that some sellers or some listings will go and get like a 5% bump. I think it was either in conversion or sales or something like that. Can't remember the exact figures, but they did say that if you use it correctly or based on their experiences with listings, that those listings could receive up to a 5% bump, which, hey, you know, that's pretty solid overall. So that's obviously their data, so I don't know any more details on that. They really didn't go into any more details. But here's kind of my experiences with enhanced brand content. So about a month ago, I dove into this, started looking into it, and decided to jump in and switch over to enhanced brand content on all of my listings except for one. I kind of wanted to leave one out there. Just to kind of test things, just leaving it as it was. And to be honest, I didn't put a ton of effort into it. I mean, I studied it enough, but I really didn't like go all out and try to do an amazing job with the enhanced brand content. I kind of thought, well, something's better than nothing. I wanted to get it up there just to see if I got like a bump or just kind of, you know, crashed test dummy, if you will, just see what happens. And here's basically what I did. So I took my existing product descriptions that I already had, and I looked at, for each product, I kind of chose a different template and looked at also what extra visuals or images I had saved on my hard drive and kind of looked at what I had to work with. And I kind of just pieced together different, using different templates for each product, I pieced together the enhanced brand content that way. And I took, like I said, my existing description as a base, but also added to it. I enhanced it. I kind of played around with it, cut it up a little bit. But that's what I did. And I, again, looked at my existing pictures, figured things out. And I tried to have the content or the enhanced brand content focus in around benefits of the product and realizing that that's important. So not just talking about nonsense, but finding out specific benefits to the customer that would be important to them in their purchasing decision, and trying to focus the content around that. So that's what I tried to do, and to the best of my ability for what I already had. So I didn't spend any money on getting anything newly created visual-wise or whatever. I just had existing stuff that I kind of used And that's really what I did. And then submitting it, obviously, if you guys know, if you've done this before with enhanced brand content, it can take a while. So it can take many days for them to actually approve it. So once things went live, here's kind of what happened. So I'd say within the first few days, I definitely noticed a small dip in sales and in BSR and stuff like that. But then I was kind of thinking, okay, that just could just be normal stuff. I could just be imagining things. That's just the way things go sometimes. But after, I think maybe 3, 4, 5 days, I definitely noticed like a dip of some sorts. And I was kind of thinking like, did I change anything else? Did I mess around with pricing, or is there like a bunch of bad reviews that came in that would be affecting things? And there wasn't anything. So I was like, well, I'm not really imagining this. I'm pretty confident to say that I personally noticed a small dip in sales. Again, it could just be anything. I could have just completely missed it, but that was just my noticing that. So I looked at my other product that I didn't put the enhanced brand content on, and everything was just normal, steady Eddie with that product, just doing its thing every single day. I kind of compared it to that, if you will, having a default. That's kind of why I did that. And again, it could be anything. So I've heard, through the rumor mill that there is some indexing issues with the enhanced brand content. Who knows? I mean, I don't think anybody knows for certain. So there definitely could be some stuff with the way that the enhanced brand content indexes, or if it's just like a big shock to the listing where it takes maybe a week or two to kind of adjust and pan out and, go back to normal. Could be really anything. So that's just what I noticed, though. And after kind of looking at my enhanced brand content, I wasn't really satisfied. I kind of thought, oh, maybe I should have spent a little bit more time making this better and, to my standards, if you will. Not to saying it was bad by any means. I thought it looked pretty darn good and got its point across. But I thought, I could really take it to the next level. So what I chose to do actually was have Amazon remove the enhanced brand content down there. I thought, I'll do this to perfection next time. So it took them about, I think, almost 10 days for them to remove the enhanced brand content. So after they removed it, it seemed like another shock to the listing, with the sales, and then things kind of normalized again. So there could again be something with the way it indexes or the way it's that they're treating the enhanced brand content and how it interacts with the sales of the listing. I don't know. I have no idea. So maybe some of you guys could offer some insight on that. That's just kind of what I noticed in general between adding it and removing it. Like there was definite rocking of the boat there, if you will. So who knows? I have no idea. I'm certain that if I contacted Amazon and asked them further about indexing or this or that, they more than likely have no freaking idea what I'm talking about, as you guys might know. So again, what I elected to do is go back to the original standard descriptions. And here's my plan kind of going forward. I definitely want to use enhanced brand content on all of my listings because I do see a benefit to it clearly. And I decided that going forward, I'm going to do it to perfection. I'm going to do it right. And I've been looking at some other products out there on Amazon that I'm seeing, like how they're using enhanced brand content. And I thought, yeah, let's really go for the gold here and make sure that it's done right. So you also have to know too that, that people can see the enhanced brand content like on mobile and things like that. So it's not just for desktop. So if you're on mobile, as an example of, you click on the description in the product, it'll take you to the enhanced brand content. So I've been kind of getting some ideas of what others are doing, and I'm like, wow, that looks really nice. Or I, liked how they showcased this benefit or these style of graphics or whatever. So I already reached out to my designer and showed him some ideas of what I wanted to do. And it's kind of in motion on some of the products that we're going to create the enhanced brand content for. So I'm actually going to spend some money on this to create some pretty solid visuals that dive deeper into the benefits that are branded, that have the branded colors and all that kind of stuff. So that when customers do scroll either on their phone or scroll down to the description on their laptop or whatever, if they are those types of buyers, they'll see like really high quality branded visuals that point out those specific benefits that I think are going to be relevant to them. So not a hodgepodge kind of like I did before, but something that's really on purpose and on point. So maybe that's what I would advise you to do as well. And I decided for my products, I'm probably going to use the template where they allow two big visuals, like the two big pictures with like text underneath. Your products might be different, but I just found that to be nice to have those large pictures because you can do a lot of cool stuff with that. So that's kind of where I'm going with it versus a bunch of small individual pictures with like a bunch of text underneath it. I think that just it kind of looks choppy on some of those templates. So I want things to look clean and easy and neat. So that's just what's going to work for me. But again, you guys might be a little bit different on that. So I don't remember what template number that is, but I decided that those look the best to me to be able to use like larger image info, almost like infographic type visuals, if you will. So that's pretty much what it is. So take a look at not just your competitors, but just browse around and look at some of the maybe better selling products just in any category or whatever and see what they're doing. See if who's using the enhanced brand content. Maybe take a look at their sales history or how their numbers are doing if you've been tracking any products or anything like that. So certainly some of your competitors have probably switched over to enhanced brand content. And should you do it? Well, that's completely up to you, but I would probably advise you that it's not going to hurt if you do it right. So I guess my lesson learned is don't go in it halfway. Go in it like full on, full out with maybe spending a little bit of money, having somebody create you some really good graphics. Again, pointing out benefits, some feature stuff, but you know that's really up to you and how you want to do it. But that's what I'm going to be doing. So kind of curious to hear your guys' thoughts. Join us in the Facebook group and maybe if you got some experiences, some do's and don'ts, I would love to hear about it. So join me in the Facebook group at privatelabelershow.com/FB or just search in the Facebook group or the Facebook search bar, search for the podcast here. And again, just maybe share your experiences. I would like to get some dialogue going because as I mentioned, I don't think there's enough conversation about this going on in the community yet. And I kind of would like to jumpstart that for everybody. So that about does it, guys. Short and sweet for you today. Have a great rest of the day. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.